Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about how you, as a federal employee, can think about retirement and the big rocks, the big things you need to have in place so that you can have an amazing retirement. I don't want you to have a mediocre one. I don't want you to have just an average one. I want you to go into retirement on fire, right? To have a great retirement. And again, these things we're going to talk about today are the key things I help federal employees retire all day long. That's what I do. I'm a financial planner. That's what I do, okay? And when they have these things right, I see them just thrive. And when they're missing any one of these things, there's problems, okay? We're going to dive into all these things today. And if you are new here, welcome. It is so good to have you. My name is Dallin Haas. I'm a financial planner. Like I said, I help federal employees get the most out of their benefits and retire confident. So let's dive in. Again, here are the main things. Now, when it comes to retirement planning, there could be a lot of things. You've probably seen a lot of my videos. If you haven't, check them out. Tons of helpful things to help you maximize your benefits. You know there's a lot of topics to consider, but these are the big rocks, okay? These are the big topics that you might want to make sure you have a plan for. Number one, pretty obviously, one of the huge things about retirement is truly understanding where your money's going to come from, when your paychecks stop, right? When those don't come anymore, where's your money going to come from? And is that enough to cover the expenses you want to have an awesome retirement? That's a huge question. And for you to understand where that is, you've got to understand your pension as a federal employee. Do you know what that's going to be after deductions, after health insurance and taxes and survivor benefits and everything like that, right? Do you have a plan for that? What about your Social Security? What's your plan for that? What about your TSP? How are you going to change those into paychecks? Those are the big topics to make sure you've got the income you need and you understand what you have. And then, of course, the next thing is that enough? Is that enough income for you to be comfortable? Okay. And I've got whole videos on looking at those different income sources, whether your pension, Social Security, TSP, and then the ways to maximize those. So go check those out if you're not familiar with those. But you have to be you have to know this stuff, okay? Even if you're not a numbers person, for just a little bit, right, become a numbers person as best as you possibly can. Because if you don't know your numbers, then you don't know your numbers and you're going to struggle in retirement because you're just hoping and praying that it's going to work out, and that normally doesn't, okay? Understanding your income and understanding your expenses, say, hey, this is the income I'm going to have in retirement. Is that enough? Is that what I'm used to? Is that what I want? Those are some huge things, and it's not always the sexy thing, right, to look at your budget and look at your expenses. Nobody likes doing that, but guess what? Doing it now is going to set you up for success down the road to make sure you can go into retirement with confidence and not just crossing your fingers, okay? We don't want to use that as a strategy in retirement, okay? That's the first. Income and expenses, huge. Now, number two, a close second of importance, is insurance, okay? Insurance is so critical, and it's not just health insurance. Health insurance is a huge one, right? But what about life insurance? What about long-term care insurance? What is your plan for these insurances? Because if you get these right, you'll be set up for success in a way where you don't have to worry about a lot of things. But if you get them wrong, life can be very, very stressful, okay? Let's start with health insurance. Do you know what you need to make sure you're eligible to take health insurance into retirement? If you don't, learn about it, right? There's rules and requirements to be able to do so. I've got whole videos on that, okay? That's number one. Can you take it into retirement? What's your plan for Medicare? Medicare, if you're coming up to age 65, Medicare's coming up for you, okay? So keep an eye on that. That's huge. So that's the big things with health insurance. Are you eligible to take your FEHB into retirement? And what's your plan for Medicare? Okay. Next, life insurance. FEGLI, the Federal Employee Group Life Insurance Program, the life insurance you have through your job, does that still make sense for you? Is it expensive? Is it cheap for you? Where are you at in your career? The price for most FEGLI goes up significantly as you age, especially Part B. So keep an eye on that, right? Does that make sense for you? Do you need any life insurance at all, right? Those are the big questions. You want to make sure if something happens to you, your family and your loved ones are taken care of. You don't want to, again, cross your fingers like, oh yeah, that's enough. No, you want to make sure you understand what you have, how the pricing is going to change over time so that you aren't caught with your pants down. I've seen so many situations where people may need life insurance, but maybe they cancel it too early, Or maybe they get to a point where they can't afford it anymore because the pricing has cranked up and they really didn't understand what they had and what it was going to do. So make sure that's not you, okay? Next, long-term care insurance. Do you have long-term care insurance? Do you need it? I've got whole videos on that. Most people actually don't need a long-term care insurance policy. You're welcome to get one if you want, but most people don't need it. So check out my videos I've done on long-term care. But what's your plan? You got to have a plan, okay? Again, crossing fingers is not a plan. That doesn't count, okay? Insurance is huge to make sure you go in and you reduce the risks you're exposed to in retirement, okay? Next, life plan. Okay, this is huge. Huge, huge, huge. I don't care how big of a numbers nerd you are and how dialed in your expenses and your budget is and how big your income is and have your insurance just perfect. I don't care about any of that if you don't have a plan for the rest of your life. Retirement is just the beginning of the rest of your life, okay? It's an incredible chapter, or can be an incredible chapter, if you've got a plan, at least a relative idea of what's your new mission? What's your new goals? What's your new adventures? What are the things you want to do, right? The retirements that I've seen that go the best are those that aren't running from something. It's okay to not like your job, right? Sometimes that happens, right? We all wish we could love our jobs. That doesn't always happen, though. But the great retirements that I've seen are those when people are running to something. They've got a new mission and a new spirit and energy they get from working on something new that they want to do, okay? What's your plan? What's your life plan for the other aspects of your life, whether your health and your fitness and your relationship? What are you going to do to make those things amazing as well? Right? What is your plan for every other aspect of life outside of money? You got to get the money right. That's huge. That'll help facilitate everything else. But if you miss the life plan, money won't help very much. Okay? Now, last but not least, there's no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. I've worked with so many federal employees and to help them retire. And long story short, if you want a great retirement, if you want a great fitness level, if you want a great relationship with your spouse, if you want anything that's great, we all know the truth. There's no shortcuts. It takes work. It takes planning. It takes energy and effort, right? You've got to learn about this stuff, right? And watching this video is a great step in that direction. You've got to educate yourself and you've got to put in the time and put in the work. Now, the closest thing that there is to a shortcut, especially with retirement planning, is getting a financial planner like our firm, right? Shameless plug. Getting someone to help you that's gone through it so many times that they could do it like nothing, right? That's the closest thing to a shortcut. But again, it takes work. It takes work and energy, and there's no shortcuts. But that's what makes things worthwhile and great. That's what makes retirement great, is when you put in the work, you put in the time to educate yourself, to be prepared, and then you retire, and it's awesome. Because you've got a plan for your money, for your life, and it's great. That's my goal for you. That's my goal for all these videos, is to help you get your money right so you can get everything else right and have an awesome retirement. So I hope that's helpful. Now, again, if you want us to be your financial planner, I can't guarantee, we don't take on everybody, right? But if you want to learn more about it, there's a bunch of links in the description below, a bunch of free resources, as well as you can learn more information about us, and we'll go from there. But I hope that's helpful. Have an incredible rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.